Catherine Shaza, Abigail Callis, Susan, Catherine, James, Bill.
Today was a day of remembrance. This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. At New York's Cathedral of St. John the Divine, Deacon of the Church Robert Jacobs recited the names of some of the people killed in Tuesday's attacks at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Across the country, there were other services, as well as ongoing recovery efforts and planning for possible war. We will have expanded coverage throughout the next several hours, and we begin with NPR's Andy Bowers at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue. Andy, I understand that you've been out there for most of the day. What's the scene? What does it look like outside the cathedral?
Well, Lisa, there's just a tremendous response here. I'm looking now out at a crowd that literally stretches all the way around two city blocks for people trying to get in for a 5:30 mass tonight. This mass is a special mass that's being called to commemorate all of the victims of this tragedy in New York and at the Pentagon as well. There's going to be also another special mass tomorrow that specifically is to commemorate the firefighters, policemen, and others who perished while trying to save the other victims of the World Trade Center bombing.
Obviously, all those people can't get into the church. Are there monitors set up, or are they just standing quietly?
Well, they have just started to move in. There's only about 4,000 people that can fit, so I'm quite sure that most of these people won't get in. There are some speakers outside, but most of the people I talked to just said that they wanted to be here. They wanted to show their support. There are a number of people in the crowd I talked to who have lost loved ones, and the people around them, they say, are very comforting. They appreciate this tremendous show of support from the New York community.
NPR's Andy Bowers. Andy, we'll be back with you later on in the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.